Welcome to the Georgia Guardsman podcast for August 2009. The Georgia Guardsman is a monthly broadcast featuring stories of the Georgia Air and Army National Guard and the State Defense Force. In this edition of the Guardsman...
Welcome to today's change of command ceremony. This morning, we bid farewell to Command Sergeant Major Neil Russell.
Sergeant Major takes over as the Guard's most senior enlisted person. Another Guardsman makes the ultimate sacrifice. Youth Challenge staff members receive customer service awards and more. But first...
Effective 1 August 2009, Command Sergeant Major Neil Russell, Command Sergeant Major of the Georgia Army National Guard, transfers authority and responsibility to Command Sergeant Major James Nelson, Jr.
With that proclamation and a ceremonial passing of the organization guide on, Command Sergeant Major James Nelson, Jr. became the newest Command Sergeant Major of the Georgia Army National Guard. Family and friends were on hand to watch the event as it took place at Oglethorpe Armory, Joint Task Force Headquarters in Ellenwood, Georgia. Among the guests invited to the event were the Adjutant General of the Georgia National Guard, Major General Terry Nesbitt, and the Commander of the Georgia Army National Guard, Brigadier General Maria Britt. General Britt spoke highly of both Command Sergeant Majors.
Command Sergeant Major Russell has been my right hand, my colleague, and a great sounding board for all enlisted soldier issues and policies. But even more importantly, he's been a mentor and a friend. Congratulations, Command Sergeant Major James Nelson, as you assume this new and extremely challenging responsibility of leadership within our organization. You know soldiers, and you understand this tough mission of homeland defense, whether it's at home or away. You're a thoughtful leader that leads by example, and you have my full confidence and trust.
In his departure speech, Command Sergeant Major Russell reflected on the Guard's accomplishments, citing examples that set them apart from other Guard organizations.
That the Georgia Army National Guard led the way in every mission. On the Southwest border mission, while other states were committing to provide small number of soldiers for 2 and 3 week periods, Georgia was the first to provide a duration force of 150 soldiers. Georgia supports all three military treatment facilities in our state with cadre of National Guard officers and NCOs committed to assisting our wounded warriors. We support these missions and other missions not because we're required to do so, but because we choose to do so.
Command Sergeant Major Nelson also took a moment to address the audience.
I consider myself a servant leader and believe in working collaboratively across the width and depth of this organization. The challenges ahead are bigger than me, but they are not bigger than all the outstanding soldiers that populate our formation.
Command Sergeant Major Russell, along with his wife Jane, will retire in Savannah. Georgia's Air National Guard Commander, Major General Scott Hammond, shared in a brief interview his thoughts on the Guard's aging fleet of planes. His concern parallels statements made by Air National Guard Commander Lieutenant General Harry M. Wyatt at a recent Defense Writers Group meeting on the overall condition of planes maintained by the Guard.
The age of our aircraft in the Georgia Air Guard is of great concern to me. Our C-130s are absolute workhorses, but we're having to fly them hard. As several are now deployed in combat, and stateside they must be able to provide vital aircraft capacity for activities like hurricane or disaster relief.
While General Wyatt emphasized the need to recapitalize the entire Air Guard inventory, General Hammond reflected on the challenges of keeping his J-STARS and C-130s serviceable.
Our C-130s are now about 30 years old, and while they probably don't need to be replaced immediately, we need to be planning and budgeting right now for their eventual replacement. Our J-STARS aircraft, the E-8Cs, over on the other side of the state, based at Robbins, probably face an even more imminent need. Their engines are completely worn out. The average engine age on our J-STARS airplanes are 4 decades old. The commercial airline industry considered these engines obsolete for their use in the mid-1980s. So you can imagine how hard it is on our maintainers to keep these one-of-a-kind aircraft with these ancient engines in the air today.
Sergeant Raimundo P. Morales of Cedartown's Delta Company, 148th Brigade Support Battalion, died in Afghanistan on 21st July 2009 from injuries sustained in a vehicle rollover incident. Mourners, family, and fellow National Guardsmen attended the service at St. Joseph's Catholic Church near Dalton. The 34-year-old Morales was remembered for his keen sense of humor, his work ethic, and the love he always showed for his family. Father Paul Williams praised Morales for his level of dedication and devotion to his country. He also noted Morales' love of fishing, and pointing to the lake adjacent to the church, said that he and Morales will certainly meet again at a beautiful setting like this to drop a line. Members of Augusta's 878th Engineer Battalion pride themselves in giving a hand to the citizens of their state, as well as extending it to those who need help in places far from home. They, along with the 876th Engineer Company of Toccoa and Hartwell, and its 175th Engineer Company out of Fort Stewart and Hinesville, are among the more than 650 soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen participating in Operation New Horizons for their annual training. For the next 75 days, they are living and working in and around Georgetown, Guyana's capital city on the country's northeast coast. New Horizons is the U.S. Southern Command's ongoing humanitarian effort to help developing countries across Central and South America and the Caribbean islands build schools, community centers, medical clinics, dig wells, and provide medical care for a host country's people. There are two major construction projects going on right now. The building of a new clinic in La Penitence, a suburb of Georgetown, belongs to the 878th. So far, one rotation, which left June 25, 2009, has returned and another took its place on July 15th. The third and final rotation will replace the second sometime in early August. Two staff members of the Georgia National Guard Youth Challenge Academy campus at Fort Stewart and Hinesville received the Governor's Excellence in Customer Service Award in July. Lydia Witherspoon and Tina Rose were honored at a campus ceremony for their innovation and contribution to the mission of the Southeast Georgia Institution, according to the award citations. Witherspoon was cited for reorganizing the supply ordering procedure used by the Fort Stewart campus and for creating a dressing room in which cadets can receive their uniforms. Rose was recognized for her work with the 600 mentors statewide who work with Youth Challenge cadets. According to her citation, she ensured that mentors are properly screened and that relationships between cadets and mentors are initiated through letter writing or phone calls. The Excellence in Customer Service Award is given to those individuals who demonstrate outstanding service to the citizens of Georgia. And finally, a C-130 out of Savannah's 165th Airlift Wing arrived at Savannah International Airport Thursday, bringing to a close a 5-month deployment to Afghanistan. The arrival marked the 8th time in the past 5 years that the Savannah unit has completed a deployment in support of both Operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. Since the beginning of operations in the Persian Gulf, the 165th Airlift Wing has been involved in intensive air operations throughout the region. During this deployment, the 165th logged more than 400 individual sorties, transporting more than 4,600 passengers throughout the region. The 165th is also credited with delivering almost 1,700 tons of cargo. The 165th will welcome home its remaining deployed members in September. And that's it for this edition of the Georgia Guardsman Podcast for August 2009. For more information on these stories and others, please visit our website at www.gaguard.com or check the Georgia National Guards portal. I'm David Howell, and thanks for listening.